Well, joining us right now is Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan to discuss the latest regarding the COVID pandemic in his city. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Dan, again, thank you for having me on this week. I really appreciate your time.
So first things first, what are the latest in terms of numbers in the city right now?
Yeah, we're up to, unfortunately, 418 loss of life. We're at a total case of 12,731, and current active cases, Dan, 231 Brockton residents are dealing with positive active cases of COVID. So those are the numbers. Sad news, though, we were just notified by DPH that we have trended up from yellow to red. So, you know, we need to continue to be diligent and vigilant. We had been yellow for almost 4 weeks, which was really awesome. It was a good feeling. But much like a lot of other municipalities, we're seeing the trend going in the wrong direction. So we are a red classification as of today. And we need to continue to be diligent and vigilant to fight the spread and, you know, just articulate that people should still be tested. They can't be complacent, wear the mask, social distance. And again, if you're eligible to get the vaccine, please strongly consider rolling up that sleeve and taking a shot.
I also wanted to ask you about federal stimulus money. How's that working out for Brockton right now?
Fantastic. So Congressman Lynch came to Brockton the other day. We're in line to get $35.6 million under President Biden's American Rescue Plan. And, you know, that's money that we're going to use to rebuild from the damages of COVID. And it's really a game changer. It's probably going to be spread out over 2 years. But it's a sizable amount of money, and we welcome it, and we thank the federal delegation. And the other component is we're still in line to get the full $18 million under the CARES Act, which is being, of course, administered by Plymouth County. And County Treasurer Tom O'Brien and I met with the new chair, Greg Hanley, as well, to discuss it. So that is that's just welcomed money, and it's reimbursing us for expenses relative to COVID.
Now, we also saw that, once again, there's been some court closures in town, this time Plymouth Superior Court.
Yeah, I mean, we're seeing it, the uptick, you know, hurting offices, you know, private and public offices. And, you know, out of abundance of caution, you know, they're doing that. And I support that and I welcome that. And I know it does, you know, for some, you know, practitioners and lawyers and people that have to go to court, it becomes a little bit of a nuisance. But believe me, it's the right thing to do. And here at City Hall, where I'm sitting right now, we still are closed on a daily basis to the general public. It's appointment only. You know, and the thought was we could kind of peel that back. But now that we're in red, we have to kind of revisit that and refocus and, again, educate and inform the benefits of the vaccine. And we're still using the Shaw Center as a co-location with our friends from Neighborhood Health Center. And Senator Markey was up there just earlier this week to take a tour. It's the first clinic he's seen in the Commonwealth, and it was a wonderful day. And just National Guard support up there is a game changer for us, Dan.
Now, baseball season is getting underway. Unfortunately, not today in Boston, but it is getting underway generally. What is this going to mean for the Brockton Rocks this year, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited. Listen, I'm a baseball nut, so I'm excited to see opening day on TV. At Fenway, I usually take my children. I can't do that right now. I missed it last year as well. But the Brockton Rocks and Chris English, who's the principal owner, has assured me that, you know, they're looking to start a season again. The end of May, my own son tried out for baseball last Saturday. So baseball is back. It's different, right? You know, the players, the boys and girls are wearing masks and the coaches are wearing masks and social distancing. But again, I'm a proponent to exercise outside, and America's pastime is something that I love to watch. So I'm excited about it. I know Brockton High Baseball is going to be utilizing the Campanelli Stadium again this year as well. So but again, we just have to continue to follow the health protocols and safety and make sure that everybody participating, everybody in the stands is abiding by those standards.
All right, Mr. Mayor. Well, we are going to have to leave it right there, but thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
Thank you, Dad. Be well, be safe. I'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.